joined in the van by Richard Anderson from Quilly Park, well-known face on the picnic circuit. How are you going, Richard?
I'm well, Brad. How are you?
Going quite well also. It's hard not to be excited when you come back to Balnarring and the picnic season's in its early stages, 2 weeks in now, and it's been good so far, but we know we've got another 4 or 5 months of it to go.
Oh, totally. We had one run at Alexandra the other day, and we had one run in the first today, and no, looking forward to another good season.
Perfect day. The sun's out. It's a cool breeze, but it's nice. It's better than that sticky, humid weather we had during the week.
Oh, totally, and great crowd too. There's a lot of tents out here. I reckon Balnarring would absolutely be stoked. The attendance is fantastic. And as you say, the weather right now. It was a bit cloudy earlier, but now the sun's out and it's magnificent.
It's perfect, and with plenty of meetings coming up in the next few weeks, which are going to be really big. I think Woolamai have had massive sales for their marquee areas for their meeting in 2 or 3 weeks. Healesville, I'm sure, will be the same. Yeah, I got one coming up, and we're back here in a month, and I'm sure that Christmas meeting here will be just chockers as it always is.
Yeah, well, Country Racing Victoria have run a great promotion, and that new TV ad and the ticket sales, I understand, via online have just been sensational. So it's great for Country Racing.
We had a nice way of starting the season back at Cranbourne under lights. The Cranbourne Corinthian, it was called. It was a picnic riders race run
and
as a TAB meeting.
Horses.
And for picnic horses that had a couple of starts on the picnic circuit the previous or last season. Great idea. How did that come about?
Well, it was just through a number of discussions through a number of people, and I think Bernard Saundry ended up making the final call on it, and with Gary Buckley. But I think it was an amazing initiative. It was, the only problem was they left it a little late and there wasn't a lot of promotion about it. But the attendance on the evening might have been a bit better if we had a bit more promotion. The numbers of nominations were enormous. We got a full field, which was another testament. I know some of the horses weren't all ready for it, but they all turned up as picnic trainers, and that was fantastic. But more importantly, they bet on it, and I think they ended up turning over $98,000 on that race alone. So I think that's a great testament for, you know, looking into the future about, you know, even here down at Balnarring on Australia Day, why couldn't we promote it and have off-course betting on it? You know, there's 6,000-odd people here. Great testament. Look down the straight, it's chock-a-block full of people versus looking at other, you know, regional tracks that, you know, there's no one there and there's a couple of bookies, you know. I just think that's got to be investigated and it's something that they should look at in the future.
We were talking about it just before watching the previous race, that you look at this lovely green, lush, wide track here, and it actually compares so much better to some of the meetings you do see on Sky that might be non-TAB status or out the back of Queensland or out the back of Perth. And there's no reason that you couldn't see a Balnarring get showcased in that situation.
Oh, totally agree. I mean, we sent a horse here today that, you know, she just had no ability at all. I mean, a testament to that was Harvey, Immortal Fire. I mean, he is a big dumb bugger. And, you know, it took us 9 runs to get him to learn to win. And we go to Terrelgan and he wins his first professional race. He now knows how to do it. The horse in the first race in the bank couldn't sprint. Today, Debbie rode it perfectly, sat her back. We just said, hold on her for as long as you can and teach her to sprint home. Now, I can't do that in a trial, but I can do it in race conditions. And now maybe that horse might have some ability, might be able to win some races and go forward.
You are known for liking to pick a few horses at the start of the year, particularly maidens or horses that might have had one win, and bringing them through the picnic season, hopefully getting a few wins along the way. And I think a lot of people have said that's how you get horse of the year. You have to get a horse that's more quite lightly raced, and that's the best
way to
do it.
I think you need to have a maiden horse.
A maiden horse.
So I personally believe that.
So is in the bank a horse that you might have in mind that could potentially achieve that, or have you got one?
We needed to win today if we were going to have that chance, because she's only a 3-year-old.
Yep.
So at some point in time, she's going to cop the weight. But today was really about education for her. I mean, I could tell you right now, Trevor and I have got a horse that we think could be a Derby horse. Now, why run him in the 2-year-old races over 1,000, 1,200? Come Christmas time, the rules say that you're allowed to run a horse from 1,000 to 2,000 after New Year's Day. So we're going to be bringing him in for the back end of the picnic season. And as a 2-year-old, I know he's going to be well and truly outweighted, carrying 63. But we're going to give him a go over 12, 14, 16, out to 2,000 as a 2-year-old. Because if he is a stayer, we're already ahead of the game because we've got him out that far. And if we happen to win some races along the way, we're already qualified to get into the race because of prize money.
Yep.
So we're going to we use them as a left field sort of situation thinking. But at the end of the day, I prefer to have them running in race conditions rather than putting them in trials.
Yep. And it does cost to go to the trials and at the picnics. You get good quality jockeys on board. You're racing on good surfaces, and you can pick a little bit of prize money up along the way.
Yeah, well,
you've got $500 for turning up in the bank today for running second.
Well, we're hoping to win, but that was a bit of a bummer. Yeah, we backed her. So, but Clay Beasy came down and has helped us out with them all and graded all our horses with us. Most underrated jockey, is a bit slack as an individual, but the talent and the way he sits on a horse is fantastic. Deb Weymouth will be riding all our low weights, you know, under 65s, and Clay will be looking at everything above that for us when we come. Immortal Fire will be here Belnarrin Cup Day, and you know, Clay will be riding it that day. And you don't laugh if I bring all my other ones that are in work at that time too. Ruby One, Prince Kilcarlin, you know, even Friend with Benefits. So there could be some surprises coming in on Belnarrin Cup Day.
Well, that's what we like, and we know that's a big day for you because you have... Everyone comes down from Quilly Park that day. We know you like to bring...
We have 150 guests that day and yep. Give them a really good day. We love it. We think it's fantastic. And it's all our clients that come down all love it and they all want to come back again.
In a lot of ways, it's the Melbourne Cup Day of the picnics, I think, Belnarrin Cup Day. It's the biggest day. It's the biggest crowd. I think it's the best atmosphere of all of the picnic cups. And that's nothing against the other clubs, but it's... It's the day, I reckon.
Oh, totally.
And it's the day you want to have a winner, and it's the day that you want to have your marquee set up. It's just a really, really good day.
Well, we're a business. I think we got out of that day, well, I think 10 people came into horses. So it's a great way of showcasing our brand is. We breed our own. We break in our own. We rear them from birth all the way up. And, you know, we like to hang on to them rather than go to market. And clients are coming in and understanding. And if they don't make it, we don't put them into it. So as soon as we think they can get to the races, we put them into a horse. And, you know, they're sitting there waiting and patient. And we give them feedback. Sometimes they like a horse. Sometimes they don't. But they come in and make their own decision. And Trevor and I work together about giving them the right horse for what they're looking for.
How many have you got in work at the moment?
We've got... Six, seven. We got eight in work. We've got a really exciting situation coming up. We've got Avienus's first foal, Fastnet Rock Colt. We called him Ad Finem, which means to the end in Latin, because Avienus was a 4th century Latin poet.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got clients that have come into that horse. And, you know, we don't know what we've got there, but he's shown ability. But it's exciting that one of our best mares has now had a Fastnet Rock Colt. You never know your luck in a big town. He might be a group winner, and we might have a stallion on the farm.
It's a bit of fun. That's what racing's all about.
Dreams are free.
Exactly right. Mm. And you know, we've seen it this week, probably.
With Michelle
Payne.
Yeah.
And Stevie and the whole Darren Weir team, how exciting that was for everyone concerned.
But be excited with what picnic racing offers to any trainer or any owner out there listening. You know, a testament to this strategy of what we're doing is Immortal Fire. You know, 11 runs. 8 wins, 2nd in the picnic season, has his first professional run this prep and wins convincingly, you know, at a 54 handicap weight. Should have been weighted about 46 based on his rating.
Yes.
But, you know, young Ben Allen rode it sensationally. And he's learned. He put his head out, he stretched, and he even sprinted. Whereas in the picnics here, he was always up the front. But now he knows what to do. Forever testament to Danny, Debbie, and even Courtney, who rode him during the season. And I'm looking forward to seeing him run at Bairnsdale, I think, next week in an apprentice race.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it couldn't have happened without the picnic experience.
Yeah, no, it's a terrific breeding ground for not only horses, but for jockeys and for trainers as well. And we're seeing a few new faces on the circuit again this season.
Yeah.
Max Keenan, I think, 15 or 16. People having opportunities to go, you know, to a higher level with their training, and we've spoken to people in our 6 or 7 years here that started with one or two horses. Shea Eden's probably a prime example that I remember talking to him early days of our broadcasts, and he just had a few picnic horses, and now he's got a good team of horses and running horses around at the pros and in town, and that's what it's about, just getting experience.
Mm.
It's great for the horses, but it's also great for participants.
Well, on the West Quilly Parks initiative this year is on our Facebook page, we're going to go and interview every jockey.
Mm-hmm.
give a little bit of a profile and understand who they are, because I don't think the public know who they are. And any trainer that's primarily focused on picnic racing, we're going to interview them and see if we can create a little bit more knowledge about who they are, what they are. I mean, John Gilgow is a classic case.
Yep.
I mean, no one knows who he is, but he has 94 runners in the picnic season.
Yep.
You know, PR, who's to say we can't get him some clients, get him up, be able to go and take a horse all the way to the
So, what was your first interview that you've done on Quilly Park on your website? Yeah. It was up to actually
on the Facebook page, or they can go straight to our web page under blogs, and we're going to just still taking photos over the last, so we've got a database of all of that, and we just think it's a great initiative. We normally have 500, you know, reach people. The Clay article went to 1,700.
Terrific.
So it says that people want to know.
Yep.
But we need everyone within the racing fraternity to, within the picnic racing fraternity, to create a forum. Let's ask questions. Let's communicate with each other. And if there is any significant issues that need to be discussed, let's all get together, because country racing will have to look. They've got no say in it if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we're getting any presence on the marketing strategy. I've not seen an ad for picnic racing on racing.com. It's a great ad promoting Country Racing Victoria, but I still say we do not get our share of voice.
No, and there's definitely room for improvement there. And
well, you guys are the only ones really doing it.
I think if there was a little bit more, it wouldn't take a lot of effort, to be honest with you, Richard, just to get a little bit more effort from head office, I suppose, and you could really grow the product. It's pretty successful as it is now without much attention being given to it.
Correct.
A little bit of love, and who knows how good it could be.
You know, the Deterrangs of the world, you know.
It's great up there.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
But imagine another 2,000 people turn up there, what a day it'd be, you know. Tambo Valley. Same thing, you know, Woolamai, you know, great tracks, Alex, Mansfield, you know, they're all sensational, but they're the heavy users that go every year. What if we excited some other people to come along, spend their money in a hotel, spend their money at the pub afterwards, have a lovely weekend up at Alex, there's some great hotels up there.
Yep.
You know, what it would do for the local community and the economy up there, but more importantly, it would help the picnic racing to raise those funds, because it's all done from a charity point of view, non-for-profit. And to put it back into the facilities to help lift the prize money. I don't know how these guys do it, you know, based on feeding a horse. Still costs you the same amount whether it's a picnic horse or a pro horse. And, you know, I'd love to see picnic racing getting up to at least $8,000, $9,000 a race.
Mm.
But it ain't going to happen on a, based on the structure that we've got currently. And I can tell you everyone here would love that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I certainly agree with you. And the cost of training horses, as you say, whether it's a city galloper or it's just a picnic horse, that costs you the same. They all eat the same. They all need to see the same vets, and the gears all.
Well, Country Racing have gone and given a lot of money to all the tracks from an OHNS point of view. Now that's all done. That money, why can't we now use that to now take it to another level to, you know, encourage these owners to come out and say, you know what, I could go and race for 8,000 here. Consider the picnics versus going somewhere else and having no chance. But if we could lift the prize money up by, you know, a significant amount, virtually double to what it is today, I reckon nominations would go through the roof. It would.
Is that the number one thing you reckon, if you had a wish list of two or three things that you wanted to change on the picnic circuit or improve, would the prize money be number one on the list for you?
I think it's the number one thing. I think the second thing is a rating system should be more. And I think we need to try and encourage owners that have got those 0 to 58s, you know, encourage them to ask their trainer to bring them out here. Mm-hmm. Have a picnic. Relax. Have a barbecue. Enjoy the day. There are, I don't know, there's, what, 15 bookies out there today?
Yep, about that.
Right?
Yep.
And they'll be here every Saturday at a picnic race.
Yep.
Go to a professional midweek meeting. I went to sale yesterday with Ruby One, two bookies.
Yep.
You put $10 down, they change the odds.
Yep.
Come here, you can put $1,000 down and they won't change. You know, there's money here and it's fantastic.
Certainly is, and that's why we keep coming back. But you're right, we just need to get a few more people aware of it. And I reckon once people come to the picnics, they often return.
Totally.
They have such a good day, but there's so many people in my age group, in the 30s, that have never been before. You take them and they go, how good is this? I want to go again.
Hmm.
Never been before. Don't really know much about it. because it isn't something that's pushed out there to people.
Well, I'll tell you what, from my point of view, if you could get any of your listeners to come on, like us on Facebook, we're happy to give away 10 tickets to the next meeting here at Balnarring. And, you know, a couple of caps and some beer coasters, some stubby holders, sorry, because you've just been QP'd, as you know.
I've been QP'd, yes, fully parked. No, very, very good. We've got Cokes in them, though, but we might change that product.
Yeah, well, I look after the TAC account, so I can't encourage drink driving. But if you want, we'd happy to give you guys 10 tickets to give away, you know, for the next meeting. Do it as you like, see fit. Yep. Let us know and go from there.
Yeah, no, definitely. People, jump on the Quilly Park Facebook page.
Yep.
Like it. Have a look at the article on Clay Beasy and keep having a look on there. Throughout the season, there'll be a different article up every week.
Correct.
On picnic racing participants, jockeys, trainers, anyone.
We'd love to interview you and do one on you guys as well. It'd be fantastic because you do a great job for picnic racing. It's fantastic.
It'd be terrific. No, we thoroughly enjoy it. That's why we keep coming back. And then we'd love to do a few more of the cup days at various tracks as well, but it's just hard to get the support for that. But it's something that we might try and explore as well because it's certainly a great part. It's something we enjoy, but it's certainly a great part of the industry. And these picnic forums, are they on the website at this stage? Or,
well, we only just relaunched it and we just rushed it to get it up because of the first meeting. We've got a few more back-end things to do for it all. But, yes, the forums will start commencing. So if anyone has an issue, let's discuss it.
Yep.
Quilly Park is not aligned with anybody. We're just here to do the right thing, to say, here's a share of voice, jump on board, tell us what you want. If we have a community of people on that blog, well, let's communicate it, let's get it out. If there is a huge reaction and we're all on the same page, CRV, RVL, are going to have to look at it. And that's the only way we can do it if we all bandy together. One matchstick, all matchsticks is the way I look at it.
Sounds pretty good. Now, I appreciate you jumping in and having a chat to us. I love your enthusiasm for the industry. I think we've had a really good start to the season. I think the Corinthian was a terrific idea. It got horses going early. I think the field sizes have been terrific. We haven't had any twos or threes really this season so far. We've had some good numbers to start the year, and I think it's been terrific, and all goes well for another 5 months of really successful picnic racing.
Correct. I've got Anna Harder going in the next. It's a three-quarter sister to Avianis.
Okay, we've got to have a quick look. Chance, confident?
Oh, look, if she runs on, she's only tiny, and she's shot Phil Chai.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, you know, let's Mark Webb train her, and he tried his heart out. But she ran second the other day at Alex, and, you know, being the tiny horse, he got an opportunity in the small field side to come around them and, you know, Reese rode really well and ran second.
And is that the last one you've got in for the day?
Yeah, that's the last one today.
So hopefully you can get Anna Hatter home and have a good day at Balnarring. I think you won in the first is definitely one to follow in the bank. That was a terrific run down the outside. It closed late and it's a black booker from my point of view.
Yeah, she'll improve on that.
Probably won't get the 9-1 like the bookies drifted it out to next start, but you never know.
Yeah, well, she'll probably go to Healesville now. We won't take her to Woolamai because we think the coming up the hill will be a bit of a problem for her.
So Healesville's a fortnight away, isn't it?
Yes.
Terrific. Yeah. All right, I better let you get out there and take a few photos of this one out in the mounting yard, but appreciate your time, Richard. And
thanks, Brad.
We'll have a chat to you again during the season.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Richard Anderson joining us here. Horses are in the yard. We'll have a quick break.